Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin fights key trend line near $20,000 as the U.S. dollar currency index hits 20-year high. That's right. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as pointed out here, gut check time for Bitcoin bulls fighting for the trend line. And quoting Stack Hodler, yen getting battered again today. Bank of Japan frozen in place, waiting for Fed reversal. Until then, they will continue to destroy their currency because they have no other option. The Bank of Japan plus the yen is a glimpse into the future of the European Central Bank plus the euro. Are you seeing why Bitcoin matters yet? Also breaking news, Hyosung America makes Bitcoin purchasing app available to 175,000 ATMs. And more breaking news, Celsius reportedly filing for bankruptcy imminently. That's right, crypto lending platform Celsius has reportedly filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, with its lawyers starting to notify individual United States regulators as of Wednesday. Also in today's show, analysts warns of a massive Bitcoin plunge to four-figure level as crypto reaches uncharted territory. Quoting crypto analyst Justin Bennett, there is a pattern that's setting up now. You can see we have a much smaller bear flag pattern that is developing. The objective in this case is right around $8,500, just above $8,000. If we draw a trend line off of the previous cycle peak off to this high back here, you can see we get to an area between $8,000 and $9,000. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing with you the only path to a $300,000 Bitcoin price. That's right. There is a clear path ahead for one day for Bitcoin to reach 300K, which would equate to a monster 15x return. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and many of the major alts are currently pumping back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, my crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. The Bitcoin found a new focus just under $20,000 on July 14th as U.S. dollar strength hammered out yet another two-decade high. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Port and Trading View showed Bitcoin rebounding from lows sparked by a fresh 40-year high for U.S. inflation as per the CPI data, which was just released. After briefly dipping under $19,000, Bitcoin took a flight above $20,000 before consolidating immediately below that psychologically significant level. For on-chain analytics resource material indicators, it was now do or die for the Bitcoin price action when it came to a key rising trend line in place since mid-June. On that day, the trend line stood at around 19,600, with Bitcoin now preserving it as support. As material indicators shares here, gut check time for Bitcoin bulls fighting for the trend line, hashtag fire charts. Now, significant gains, meanwhile, look less likely for crypto markets, thanks to the day once more being ruled by the U.S. dollar. After tanking following the CPI print, the U.S. dollar currency index returned with a vengeance to post its highest levels since 2002. That's right, 20 years, a phenomenon which had characterized much of the year. The new peak measured 108.64, an increase of over 1% versus the 24-hour lows. And here you can see the U.S. dollar currency index at an all-time high. Now, beyond the short-term negative impact for Bitcoin and risk on assets, U.S. dollar strength also had bad news for other major world currencies, with the Japanese yen particularly in focus for Bitcoin commentators. As Stack Hodler shares here, yen getting battered again today, Bank of Japan frozen in place, waiting for Fed reversal. Until then, they will continue to destroy their currency because they have no other option. Bank of Japan plus the yen is a glimpse into the future for the European Central Bank plus the euro. Are you seeing why Bitcoin matters yet? Absolutely. And as Cointelegraph reported, some believe that the Fed will likewise have no choice but to halt inflation-busting interest rate hikes towards the end of this year in 2022. As pointed out here by Bill Ackman, aggressive Fed will push us into recession by year end and then cut rates in response. Fed dot plots from a few weeks ago to suggest FF will rise to slightly higher levels, remain flat in 2023, with a gradual reduction beginning in 2024. After today's move, the disparity between. Now let's switch the topic to altcoins. Flat progress over the last 24 hours was no reason to assume that the prices could not drop more. One analyst warned in a fresh update on the day, Crypto Capo predicted bearish moves for at least two tokens in the top 10 cryptos by market cap. Ethereum, for example, was threatening to return to the three-figure price tag, as he points out here. ETH testing previous all-time high as resistance and forming a corrective move. Bearish, clean break below $1,000 equals $600 to $700. Meanwhile, Cardano faced an even worse situation after falling through support, which had been tested six times in as many weeks. Support broken and now tested as resistance. Very bearish, he commented, and data from research firm Sentiment nonetheless shed light on the potential for a possible rebound of an altcoin, which had dropped harder than most of this year. As shared right here, Cardano's price is down 69% in 2022, and this had caused social sentiment towards the number 8 market cap asset to drop harder than most. The last time the crowd was this negative in January, Cardano rebounded 24% in 5 days until sentiment turned positive again. Now check this out. Here's a fun fact. 12 years ago today, the price of Bitcoin topped one penny for the first time. That's right. Bitcoin is up 200,000,000% since, making Bitcoin the greatest appreciating asset in human history. Let's freaking go. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, highest on America to make Bitcoin purchase an app available to 175,000 ATMs. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping. Back in the green, we got Bitcoin up 3.3% for the day, trading just above $19,800. We have Ether up almost 6%, trading just under $1,100, while Binance Coin, Solana, Uniswap, and Matic are all pumping in the forest green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Hyosung America has signed a partnership deal with Cash, the crypto provider Digital Mint, that enables Bitcoin purchasing across the firm's 175,000 ATMs located in the United States. And apart from offering its own Bitcoin and Litecoin payment rails, such as ATMs, bank wires, and tellers, Digital Mint also provides software API integrations that allow retailers or ATM operators to sell their Bitcoin through their machines. And as part of the deal, which was announced on Tuesday, Hyosung America will add Digital Mint's crypto buying services to its upcoming API-based app store, which is being built for the firm's ATMs. However, it'll be up to the specific ATM operator to decide whether they want to incorporate Digital Mint services or not, which means it is unlikely that the majority of Hyosung's 175,000 ATMs will actually support Bitcoin buying, so do keep that in mind. Now, the CMO for Hyosung America, Brad Nolan, stated that the API-based app store will not only offer ATM operators a chance to sell Bitcoin, but also offer a chance to provide a host of new services to them. Quoting him here, with the app store, any ATM operator using our retail software platform can subscribe and download apps such as Digital Mint to enable their ATMs to do more, driving new revenue streams for the operators and the retailers with whom they partner. And given the scale of Hyosung America's ATM network, it may provide significant customer exposure for Digital Mint services, but at this time it is unclear if the duo has plans to launch further collaborations. However, considering that Digital Mint offers crypto buying services for just two crypto assets, and here on crypto Twitter, they made the announcement, excited to partner with Digital Mint and launching new innovative technology. And here it shows Hyosung America adds premium cash to cryptocurrency provider Digital Mint to its forthcoming app store. Bring it. Hyosung America is the North American subsidiary of South Korean firm Hyosung Inc. and claims that it is the largest provider of ATMs in the United States. The company has not made any notable plays in crypto apart from this, but given that it is working on the API-based app store, more crypto partnerships are likely to follow. And according to the data from Coin ATM Radar, as of this month, there are currently 33,772 Bitcoin ATMs installed across the United States, making it the country with the most Bitcoin ATMs in the world. And in contrast, second place, Canada has just 2,438 Bitcoin ATMs installed, while the combined figure for the entire world stands at 38,430. So you can see the Bitcoin ATM market in the United States absolutely dominating. Now, Coin ATM Radar data suggests that interest in crypto-friendly ATMs is waning, with Cointelegraph reporting on June 5th that global Bitcoin ATM installations hit a record low in May of just 202, a range not seen since 2019. The figure did surge back to around 714 by June. However, the number is still well off of the all-time high figures of 2,037 posted in August of 2021. What are your thoughts surrounding these new 175,000 potential Bitcoin ATMs being popped up around the United States? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, Celsius reportedly filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy imminently. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $900 billion with about $77 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 42.7%, with the Ether dominance at 14.9%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past 24 hours, we have CEEK up 17.5%, trading just under 38 cents, followed by Synthetics up almost 11%, trading at $2.64, followed by Polygon Matic, which recently announced a partnership with Disney, which led to this pump up 10.5% for the day, currently trading just above 62 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past 1 week, you can see mostly we're in a sea of red, which is a handful. In the green, including Quant, up a whopping 40.6%. Leading the pack, we have CEEK up 26% and Aave up 25.2%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated an 18 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 15, last week an 18, and last month an 8 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Crypto lending platform Celsius had reportedly filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, with its lawyers starting to notify individual United States state regulators. As of Wednesday, the news was reported by CNBC and referred to an unnamed source who asked not to be named, as the proceedings were private. And they said that the company planned to file the Chapter 11 paperwork imminently. It comes just days after the embattled lending platform replaced its previous hired law firm, Akin Gump, Strauss, Heyer, and Feld LLP. Hopefully I'm pronouncing this ish right. With Kirkland and Ellis LLP, the same firm that assisted Voyager Digital with its bankruptcy filing just last week. Now check this out. Earlier in the day, Celsius closed off its last of its decentralized finance debts owed to Compound, Aave, and Maker, reducing its initial debt of $820 million to just a penny over the course of a month. Now still unknown, however, will be the fate of depositors who still have their assets locked up on the lending platform. Neither the company nor its CEO, Alex Mashinsky, has made any public comments about whether depositors will receive any percentage of their funds back. A very sad scenario to see this being played out. And on Tuesday, Vermont's Department of Financial Regulation issued a warning against a troubled crypto lending firm, reminding consumers that the firm is not licensed to offer its services in the state. And the Department of Financial Regulation also stated it believed that the company was deeply insolvent and doesn't possess the assets and liquidity to fulfill its obligations towards the customers, and accused them of mismanaging customer funds by allocating them toward risky investments, which is a fact. Now, Vermont has become the sixth state in America to open an investigation into Celsius's crypto interest rate accounts, joining the likes of Alabama, Kentucky, New Jersey, Texas, and Washington. Now, rumors of Celsius's insolvency began circulating last month after the crypto lender was forced to halt withdrawals due to extreme market conditions on June 13th. How do you feel this is likely to play out? Do you think the investors have any chance of recovering their funds and being able to withdraw, or do you think everyone is a fish out of water and screwed? Holla at your boy in the comments below. And before I break down next story of the day, analysts warns of a massive Bitcoin plunge to $8,000 as crypto reaches uncharted territory, as well as I share with you the only path for a $300,000 Bitcoin price. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help support us with the YouTube algorithm. Dropping a comment helps tremendously as well. Also, be sure to check us out on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me all across social media, from Twitter, Facebook, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So where we at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto trader warns that the king crypto could nosedive as the crypto market encounters severe macroeconomic headwinds. Crypto analyst Justin Bennett tells his subscribers that a bearish flag pattern forming on Bitcoin's chart suggests the leading digital asset can plunge to a price target of around $8,500. Quoting Justin Bennett here, there is a pattern that's setting up now. You can see where we have a much smaller bear flag pattern that is developing. The objective in this case is right around $8,500, just above $8,000. Now, Bennett says drawing a trend line starting from the high of 2017 to the present also suggests Bitcoin can plunge to under $10,000. Quoting him again here, if we draw a trend line off of the previous cycle peak off of this high back here, you can see that we do get to an area between $8,000 and $9,000. Now, I realize that this trend line is not all that significant. However, what I do find interesting is the fact that Bitcoin has every single cycle put in a trend line similar to that. And the crypto trader says that unlike in previous cycles, the crypto market is in an uncharted territory as it has never faced the prevailing macroeconomic conditions before. And quoting him again here, we have to remember that this bear market is unlike any other because in previous bear markets for Bitcoin and the rest of the crypto market, stocks were in an uptrend. Yes, they had pullbacks along the way, but for the most part, they were in an uptrend. We were not facing high inflation and the Fed was generally accommodative throughout that entire period. However, what we're dealing with right now is very different from anything that crypto has been through in the past decade, because right now we have inflation hitting a 40-year high, which we just did. We have the Fed tightening, and in fact, it is the most aggressive tightening that we have ever seen from the Fed. And furthermore, the world is facing a recession, and crypto has never been through a global recession. It wasn't even around during the 2008-2009 great financial crisis. Anything that you think you know or anything from previous cycles really needs to be thrown out the window or re-evaluated significantly, because again, this is unlike anything we have ever seen. This is unlike anything we have ever seen before. It is uncharted territory. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding his prediction of an $8,500 Bitcoin price floor? Let me know in the comments below. And to check out his entire video analysis entitled Bitcoin to $8,500 Explained, check the show notes below the video in the description. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. As the S&P 500 just had its worst first half performance of any year since 1970, the crypto market has also fallen off of a cliff after approaching a total value of nearly $3 trillion last November when we peaked and hit an all-time high of around $69,000 Bitcoin to now being worth just $880 billion at the time of this recording. And amid the bear market, investors are fearing a recession is on the horizon, causing them to sell off their risky assets. The world's most valuable cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, has also cratered. However, I think there's a good chance that it eventually bounces back. Damn right. Here is a clear path for Bitcoin to one day reach $300,000, which would be a monster 15x return. Let's break it down. Bitcoin as a medium of exchange. Launched in January of 2009, Bitcoin's creation was truly revolutionary. Shout out to Satoshi Nakamoto. A borderless peer-to-peer internet-based currency completely upends the traditional monetary and financial system, one that is controlled by governments. While the idea was sound and made sense, Bitcoin's actual adoption and commerce has been unimpressive. But hey, it is what it is. I prefer to use Bitcoin as a store of value than actually spend it, just like everyone else. So let's discuss Bitcoin as digital gold. Many Bitcoin bulls want to top crypto to become a true medium of exchange, but in the last 13-year history, this use case hasn't caught on. Instead, Bitcoin's most promising use case is that it continues to become more popular as a legitimate store of value or digital gold. Despite the recent market drawdown, both individual and institutional investors are increasingly allocating small portions of their portfolios to the king crypto. Whether it's viewed as an inflation hedge or simply as a way to diversify their holdings. Now, compared to gold, Bitcoin has some key advantages. I say a lot of key advantages. Bitcoin is absolutely finite. There will only ever be 21 million coins created. And the supply of gold, on the other hand, can increase, which we have been witnessing. Mass amounts of gold being discovered in Africa, yada, yada, yada. Now, as mentioned, Bitcoin can be used in transactions, a characteristic gold doesn't have. And furthermore, Bitcoin is divisible and a lot easier to store. That's right. One Bitcoin can be divided by 100 million Satoshis. Take that, Peter Schiff. Try traveling with gold. Good luck. Bitcoin's market cap today is roughly $380 billion, which is 3% of the 12.5 trillion of gold in the world. And even if Bitcoin one day represents 50% of the gold market, which isn't a huge stretch of the imagination. Its market cap would be $6.3 trillion, and the price of one Bitcoin at that point can easily eclipse $300,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree. I agree 100%. Now, I have no clue at this time frame of this happening, but it appears to be Bitcoin's most likely path to significant price appreciation. But as things stand today, Bitcoin's biggest hope is to find a place in a greater number of investment portfolios. And if it can become a reasonable substitute for owning gold, a $300,000 price tag is an honest possibility over the long term. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding this $300,000 Bitcoin price prediction? Obviously, it will eventually happen. The $1 million question becomes, when? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Steve Hubbs wrote, since the majority of Wall Street investors are clueless about Bitcoin, expect Bitcoin to not get anywhere close to $10,000. There's a good chance the low was $17,600 on June 18th. Right on, fam. Thanks for tuning in and for sharing. Hopefully the low's already in, but don't be surprised if we do drop lower. Expect the unexpected and be prepared. HODL. Our next featured comment comes from Thomas Canover. When everyone starts screaming, Bitcoin is going to crash so bad, we have usually already reached the bottom. When everyone is screaming, we're going to reach $500,000 plus, at $60,000, we have reached the top. Exactly. The mass majority is typically always wrong. This is why I never follow retail investors. Follow the money. I should say smart money, which is the whales. And our third and final featured comment comes from David number 23. Anyone claiming stock to flow is a failure is short-sighted. It's a long-term chart for something that moves. Where else are you going to find that pattern? Word. Thanks for your feedback, David. I'm also a big fan of the stock to flow model. So shout out to Plan B. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.